Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. I love the song of Moses when the children of Israel were rescued from the Egyptians. They had just come through the Red Sea on dry land. The Egyptians were destroyed when the water collapsed and covered them. You can find the whole song in Exodus chapter 15, but look at verse 2. Here's what it says. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Our hymn we are going to sing today is praising this same God who delivered the Israelites and who redeems you from the power of Satan.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing over this wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name.
Before we start our lesson, we are learning the books of the Bible, aren't we? Yes, we're starting with the New Testament, since that's what we've been studying this year. And so we are going to go over the first five books. Do you remember what they are? We've been going over them for a few days. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Good job. Can you say it? Awesome! Were you able to do it? I am so proud of you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. What was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What are those about? What are those books about? They're about Jesus' life, aren't they? What is Acts about? Do you remember? It's stories about the disciples taking the message that Jesus gave them to the world. And their experiences about Paul being shipwrecked and about Stephen being stoned, about Peter sharing about Jesus to a whole family of Gentiles. There are so many good stories that are excellent. And if you want, you can go and read them. I'm glad that we're memorizing the books of the Bible because it's going to help you to be able to find the verses so much easier. You're going to know where you're at in the Bible and which way you should go, which direction you should go to find the book, to find the chapter, to find the verse. Since we've reviewed our books of the Bible, let's go ahead and get started with our lesson study. We get to study another lesson today. We are talking about the story of Jesus and His triumphal ride into Jerusalem. But before we get started, let's pray and ask His Spirit to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You will send Your Holy Spirit to help us to understand, to open our eyes to what You want us to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus was riding on a donkey toward Jerusalem. The excitement was so high. People were so excited. They were walking along, waving palm branches, singing the Hosanna song. They were so happy. Were the Pharisees happy? No, they weren't at all. But here was Jesus riding on a donkey with His disciples around Him. Lazarus was leading the way, and the happy people walked and thronged all around him. When they came to the top of the Mount of Olives, Jesus stopped, and so did everyone else. They could see the city of Jerusalem. Their temple of white marble with gold trimming glittered like a snow castle in the setting sun. How the sight thrilled them. Have you ever seen a big glittery snow castle? I haven't seen an actual snow castle, but I've seen ice castles and ice sculptures. When we lived in Michigan, there was a city called Frankenmuth. And in Frankenmuth, they had an ice sculpture festival every February when it was the coldest, when the ice would stay frozen the longest. People would come from all over the world to carve blocks of ice into beautiful castles or different animals or all kinds of things. And it was so fun to walk through at night with all the pretty LED lights that they had up. It was fun to walk through and see all of these artists and their creations. It was amazing. Sometimes you would just stand there and go, wow, the detail is incredible. The temple that they were overlooking was magnificent. It was beautiful. And it was something that just made you go, wow, look at that. It was a sight of beauty. As these people were admiring it, they turned to look at Jesus, expecting that Jesus would be all thrilled and happy to see the temple too. But they were surprised because they saw tears running down his cheeks. They could see that he was very, very sad. Why? This was a time of excitement and celebration, and you just want to sing a jubilee. But Jesus is there crying, no, sobbing. They didn't know what to think. Some people, they cried right along with them. Jesus was crying because he was remembering how the people of Jerusalem had disappointed him over and over. Faithful prophets had warned them many times. In love, God had allowed consequences to come to them, and he had forgiven them when they had been truly sorry. But they and their leaders, they always went back to sinning more than ever. Now they were planning to kill Jesus, the very one for whom they had waited so long. He was the only one who could save them from sin. But they still wanted a Messiah who would free them from the Romans and give them the kind of kingdom that they wanted. They were choosing to be blind. Look at Luke chapter 19. Verse 41 and 42.
Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.
Jesus was weeping over this city. He saw the future. He knew that if they didn't repent for the sin, if they didn't turn from their evil, wicked ways, then Jerusalem was going to be destroyed. He loved each one of them so much. He wanted them to have the happiness and the freedom that comes when you follow Jesus. It kind of reminds me of my puppy. I have a little puppy named Sasha. She was born the end of September. Our family loves Sasha so much. We don't ever want to see anything happen to her. We don't want to see her hurt. We don't want to see her get lost. We want her to be safe and protected. But do you know what we sometimes have to do to keep her safe and protected? We sometimes have to put her on a leash to take her when we go for a walk so that she doesn't run off. Sometimes we have to put her in a kennel or put her in a fenced area so that she doesn't run off or chase the car or follow us when she's not supposed to. She might look at it and say, "Ugh, this fence is so annoying. It's keeping me from doing what I want to do." Or, "Oh, this leash is so annoying. I just want to go run and play." But why do we have the fence? Why do we have the leash? It's to keep her safe. It's the same with the Ten Commandments and the happiness rules that Jesus has given us. He has given us things not to do, things that would not be in our best interest. It's because he loves us and he cares for us. When my puppy Sasha doesn't listen or obey, and does things that is very dangerous, what do? I put the leash on.
and I make her walk right with me to keep her safe. That's like Jesus. He gave these warnings to the Pharisees over and over, and they didn't listen. If Sasha doesn't listen when there's something dangerous, she could die. I can't protect her if she's not with me and following me. Jesus could not protect Jerusalem if Jerusalem and its leaders did not follow and trust and obey him. It kind of makes you think, doesn't it? What are we doing? Are we like the Pharisees where we're doing our own thing? Or are we following Jesus, listening to his rules to keep us safe, following his footsteps and his path and the way that he leads, just like Sasha follows me? I know I want to follow Jesus. How about you? Well, let's pray and ask him to lead us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will lead us in your paths of righteousness, that you will be there. You will be our shepherd, tending to us, taking care of us. That is where we have peace and comfort and safety. Come into our hearts today. We love you. Amen.
Matthew 21, verse 9.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.